Logistics Health Incorporated plans to increase employment from its current 330 employees to more than 500 in the next 2 years. Governor Jim Doyle announced the $4 million Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Award in La Crosse on Tuesday. Logistics Health Chair and CEO Don Weber says his company is fast becoming one of the largest federal contractors in the state. Weber doesn't say how much the contracts are worth, but says it amounts to 90% of the company's business.
Let me put it this way to you. We expect our revenues over the next 2 to 3 years to take us into the $200 to $400 million category of size companies.
Weber says Logistics Health had just 9 employees 5 years ago. Governor Doyle says Wisconsin has always seen an outflow of federal dollars. He says that's only recently turned around.
The fact that we have a company like Logistics Healthcare that has done this amount of work in bringing federal money back in here. I mean, we have a few, Oshkosh Truck and others, that are very big federal contracting companies, but we need more of them.
Logistics Health is building a $12.5 million headquarters in La Crosse. The company manages health, public safety, and homeland security services for the federal government and private companies. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.